July 4th, so around the corner, and we're talking about sparkling wines.
Okay, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg, here with the wine of the week. Some tasty suggestions. Where you want to start?
Absolutely. Sean, Hillary, how would you like to play with some sparklers that you won't get burned with?
Ooh, it's sounding good.
Sounds good. Turns out, America, we make some pretty tasty sparklers here.
Where do you want to go?
Well, how about let's start in the California region. The non-vintage Chandon Brut Classic from California. This bottle is all dressed up for the 4th of July. It's got red, white, and blue bottle. You know, we've got the stripes on it. But don't let the festive outside distract you from the beauty that's on the inside. This wine is full of beautiful notes of brioche and nectarine, flavors of apple, a little pear in there to give a soft, dry finish. It's made from reserve wines from year to year to year. A little bit's blended in from each year, so mm-hmm. It gives it a nice, consistent house feel. Beautiful wine, $17.
Talk about this double gold winner at the 2009 San Francisco International Wine Competition.
Well, as you know, I'm a judge.
Yes,
right.
From,
you know, each
very
year
cool.
There. And this one was the double gold winner, as you said, from 2009. It's the non-vintage Mum Napa Valley Sparkling Wine. Now, this is the Cuvée M. This wine is beautiful. It's got a nose of white peach and baked bread, and it just leads into these really nice flavors of peach and pear, nectarine, right on the palate, and it just sparkles and shines. Bright acidity, holds up telltale hints of, again, a little bit more brioche and a touch of vanilla, crisp finish, $20, great value.
Now, what do you suggest for those who are fans of Chardonnay?
Well, Chardonnay, I'm going to go with Cristal is very famous,
right,
from Reuter. The non-vintage Reuter Estate Brut in Anderson Valley is made from 100% Chardonnay. It's a beautiful wine. Again, it's got these reserve wines blended in. You got a little bit of pear in there, ripe green apples, nectarines, nuances of pineapple, toasted hazelnut. I like that. Honeysuckle. That's pretty cool. The ripe pear, vanilla notes on the finish, $20.
Can't wait to open up my sparklers this 4th of July.
Have a great 4th of July.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You too, Scott. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. If you want to know what wine to drink with your next meal, check out all of Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.